One of the signs of maturity, people tell us, is gratitude. We realize how indebted we are to others, most especially God, and we're grateful for all that has been done for us. When a child is nursing at his mother's breast, he's not giving eulogies of gratitude, you know. But one day he should. And so that's why the readings, we have a whole selection of readings that we could use for this day, you see. But I sort of picked some that I thought would help. First reading was from Isaiah. The favors of the Lord I will recall. The glorious deeds of the Lord. I hope today we all get a chance to sit still for a while and just think, you know, starting from our birth, all that God has done for us, individually, as a family, as a community, all the blessings. Nothing happens to us that isn't willed by God. And while there's been difficulties, and there are sufferings in life, but the care that he's given to us, the fact that by his mercy we know enough to be here to thank him, the fact that we're going to feed on his body and blood, these are gifts. Gifts. It's a sign of somebody maturing in their own walk with the Lord when they have this kind of gratitude, realizing in a very vivid way what it means to have been cared for by God. And as the, you know, as we read the news all over the world, and part of the world here too, be so grateful. It's very hard to pray a lot when you're in a concentration camp. You know, it really is. You're hungry, you're frightened, or even in dangerous places. When I lived in Jerusalem at a time of great turmoil, it wasn't as easy to get peaceful walking down the street because bombs go off all the time. Here we are in this peaceful place. And so, you see, the favors of the Lord I will recall. The glorious deeds of the Lord because of all he has done for us. And this is where, when we say us, you see, of course, the family, the community, the church, the whole world. You know, as Jesus says, you know, he has his sun shine on the good and the evil. He takes care of everybody. The second reading was similar in a way. And then we have, and that's what I'm going to go for now for a moment, you see, Mary. Mary, who had the most enlightened human mind, except for our Lord's, ever. She understood what had been given to her to be the mother of God incarnate. The privilege that is, that she would have, and therefore the angelic protection that she would have. You don't think Satan didn't figure out there's something special about this woman and something special about that child in her womb which wasn't conceived in the normal way. And he's bright enough to know that. Wouldn't he have loved to have ruined God's plan? But he can't. But already he was well aware of all the blessings she had been given. And that's why we have this hymn. You know, when we do New Testament, the historians are I think it happened just the way it's written. She just had been pondering for so long God's goodness to the whole human race, to the Jewish people, to herself. And now God himself dwelt in her womb and would be there now, you know, to bring salvation to the whole world. It takes reflection, you see. But that's what she's saying when she sings this song. It's more common in that part of the world for people to just do that than we are. We're not very good at spontaneous songs, I guess. But to just sing out the goodness of God. You can practice today if you want. Just go another part of the house where nobody else can hear you if you want. And sing to God. Thank him. Just for all the blessings we have. And ask the Mother of God to help you with that. Can you imagine when she sees the God's care for this whole world and for the church, protection. And those who suffer, they're caught up to heaven for eternity. Can you imagine? And so we're here giving thanks. It does also point, doesn't it, to the origins of our country, that this was sort of decreed by the government to have a day of thanksgiving. You know, it was observed. The first one was when the pilgrims, devout Christians, got together and invited the Indians to have a feast in thanksgiving to God. And then finally it was, as you know, all finally got down. So now it's the law of the land to stop and thank God. It would be worth your time, if you got any time, to read the religious history of this country. It's a short variation on it, or resume, in, what's his name, Benjamin, is it? Carson? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has a book out. And now that, of course, that I read it, but I can't. Oh, it's just America the Beautiful. And it's just reflections. And he's also saying things like, you know, doctors can't be president, you know. He's going to run for president. So he points out that six of the signers of the Constitution were doctors, just in case anybody was interested. But we need the gift of gratitude. It's the sign of maturity when we know all that we have been given by from God, from our family, from our friends, from the community. Realize that. And, you know, I'm offering this Mass today in gratitude to God for everybody. Everybody's gratitude is here on the altar. And but it gets real when it penetrates us, you see. One of the Gospels I could have picked today from among the choices is, you remember when 10 lepers were healed? When one came back? And he was not a Jew, he was a Samaritan. And where are the other nine? Jesus says, where are the other nine? We don't want him saying that about us, do we? You know, I died for you. I poured out my blood for you. I cared for you. You had food every day on your table. Thank me. Not because he needs it for his ego. He doesn't. But he needs it for reality, for you. To know who he is. I've never met somebody very holy, and I've met some very holy people, who weren't grateful, who weren't grateful and joyful. Suffering, of course. There was a woman, 40 or 50 years ago, I guess, living in Virginia, who had quite a reputation for holiness. She was in a wheelchair. Well, everybody was making kind of a fuss, so the bishop said, let's get an expert in here to check this woman out. So he called on a fellow by the name of Marius McAuliffe, whom I happen to know is an Irish Franciscan and a mystic of his own right. And he went and talked to this woman for about a half hour. And he came out. Everybody said, well, what do you think? What do you think? He said, it's genuine. Such joy can only come from the Holy Spirit. A beautiful sign of God's presence, right? All right, I'm going to stop. Now we're going to pray for all the dead in the community. Somebody here knows how we're supposed to do this. There you went up. You're going to do the first one.
Just start with the whole intercessory prayer and then do that at the end.
Yeah, but there's other prayers around.